I cut into the beef pastry and said, "I met Luca." I waited for everyone to tell me the story. Bounce assured me there was nothing to worry about. "You knew him, but not very well. He travels a lot, working for his uncle. He's a major flirt." Finn added, "He's not as tall as Ari. Ari will definitely have the reach on him, but Luca is solid and fearless. It'll be a fair fight." He didn't think beyond the evening entertainment when it came to Luca, so he must not have been someone I needed to worry about. Off to my left, I caught Luca sliding up to Raven and whispering in her ear as well. The food was amazing, and as we ate, some people stopped into the kitchen to greet us. Though I looked, I couldn't find our host. "Where's Ari?" "I think he's upstairs with his aunt, George's wife, Helena. She wanted to talk to him earlier." Bounce went back to her chicken skewers. Just then, I heard a pair of heels coming down the stairs, and a short, round woman appeared with Ari behind her. She was wearing a black sequin dress that came just below her knees and black slingback heels. Her almond-shaped eyes were expertly made up, and she smiled at us with white teeth, set off by her bright red lips. She held onto Ari's arm like he was her possession. His face lifted when he saw us. "Everyone, you know my Aunt Helena." Ari gestured toward her, and everyone said hello. I joined in, not knowing if I should know her or not. "Aunt Helena, do you remember Evelyn?" "Yes, so good to see you." She spoke the words, but the sincerity was missing. She took me in from head to toe as if appraising my worth. I smiled and said hello again. Ari led her out to the bartenders. "What's her deal?" I whispered to Bounce. "She's never liked you or Raven. She thinks I'm with Brinks because we're roughly the same color, so why wouldn't we be together? You two single women spending so much time with Ari, she thinks you have loose morals." Bounce giggled. Finn didn't think it was as funny. When they came back into the kitchen, Helena strode as fast as her little legs would carry her into the other room. "Glad to see you all, Fenton. How's the chin?" Ari put his hand on Finn's shoulder, standing over him. "Fine. How are the ribs?" He turned to look up at Ari from his plate. I noted there was less fire in the looks they gave each other. Perhaps a mutual beating was therapeutic after all. "Not fine, actually. I recommend putting money on Luca this evening." He laughed, letting his eyes fall to me. Everything about him seemed much calmer. The way he looked at me was less intense as well. This must be what Ari looks like relaxed. He took a sip of his drink as he glanced out over the party in full swing. We were a subdued group in contrast to all the merriment. I had gotten farther through the meal than the rest of them and excused myself to get another drink. Ari followed me out into the night. "You look very beautiful," he said in a low voice as he stood behind me. Compliment from him sent a tiny tingle up my back. I hadn't received a sincere one before. Well, that I could remember. "Thank you. I wasn't sure you had the ability to give a real compliment." I turned to him as my bartender looked up at us and then averted his eyes with a smile. "You weren't always someone who needed them." He shot me his roguish grin to let me know he was teasing me. "Well, for the future, if you require me to dress in elaborate formal wear, please try to greet me with some appreciation." I smiled back at him, enjoying an easier conversation than we'd had before. "Forgive me. I had asked they find a dress that allowed you to blend easily at a formal event. You didn't. On any future assignments, we need to find something to counter your appeal. It's a tall order." He kept smiling at me, his eyes drifting over me. Nervously, I excused myself as I gathered my drink and went back inside. It would take me a lifetime to figure out Ari. He had barely even smiled at me since I arrived. Now, tonight, he was turning on the charm, and it was significant. I wasn't afraid when I looked in his dark eyes just now, but his voice, low and intimate, was disquieting. I went inside past the others as they were finishing their meals and lost myself in the pulsing crowd. I spied Raven dancing with Luca and a few other men. As I came close, she grabbed my hands and pulled me into her circle. She was aglow with perspiration and the radiance that unrivaled attention can give a beautiful woman. "Evelyn, do you remember Luca?" She clenched his arm with both hands and pulled him closer to me. Subtlety was not her strong suit. "Yes, well, we met," I offered, smiling at him again, with more confidence now that I knew I was nobody special to him. "Fair Evelyn, this should make tonight very interesting. You are staying for the match, correct?" Luca eyed me more as he waited for my response. "Yes, I guess so," I politely replied. "Bravo. I hope you'll be cheering for me." He pretended the balance of the whole world rested on my response. "My bet. My secret," I answered with a slight smile. "Well done. Well, we'll just have to see. Ladies, excuse me, I probably need to go get ready as it seems the crowd is turning anxious." We looked about us and all eyes were on Luca, waiting to see him leave the room, hinting that the fight would start soon. He kissed my hand and departed. I noticed Ari glowering at me from the counter, flanked by young women. I had hoped that look was gone for good. No such luck. Angering him seemed to be something I truly excelled at. He seemed to realize I was questioning his reaction and turned to the woman to his left, bending to hear her more clearly. "Evelyn, I need air. Come with me." Raven locked her arm with mine and took me through the crowd, past Ari, and out to the kitchen where the others remained. "What do you think of Luca?" Raven got some water from the sink and waited for my opinion. "You mean you like him?" "You two would make an attractive couple, that's for sure." I was being honest. So beautiful, in fact, that would probably be hated the world over. "He has flirted with me for years, but we ran into each other the other day when he got back in town. I was thinking he may have waited long enough." She sparkled as she smiled in her champagne-colored cocktail dress. "He seems flirtatious. Are you okay with that?" I had never seen a grown woman pout so deeply. Clearly she was not okay with the idea of him paying anyone else attention. "What happened to Kirk?" "He bores me." She dismissed him with a toss of her hand and moved away from me out to the bartender. Once most of the people were downstairs, we grazed a while longer at the buffet and then joined them. Luca was easy to spot in shiny red trunks as he hobnobbed with the crowd. After a couple of minutes, Ari appeared in simple black trunks and high tops. The right side of his well-defined upper body showed some faint black and blue markings. The rest of him presented very well. I noticed many of the women become much more interested in the match at the sight of him. Groups of people slowed his progress toward the ring. He seemed to be the crowd favorite, but more than one person looked more closely at his bruising. Brinks was off in the corner with a crowd surrounding him, taking final wagers. Ari waved Finn over to him as he stepped easily into the ring. Finn left my side and went off to see what he wanted. Suddenly, I didn't want to watch. I turned to bounce for an understanding of the sport. "What goes on in bare-knuckle boxing? What are the rules?" I asked nervously. She looked at me intently before she answered. "Well, you can't hit below the belt. If someone goes down flat out or falls to their knees, you can't hit them. You can only do a hold above the waist. And they each need someone in their corner. Other than that, there are no rules." She looked back toward the ring to understand what was happening over the din of the crowd. Finn stood over in Ari's corner. Luca took his place with a man I didn't know by his side. A couple of men helped Uncle George into the ring, and he made his way to the center to address the crowd.